Mickey needs a tutorial on PDFs, and we still don't know what happened to Abby. Join us with Dominique Columbus as we discuss this week's Ray Donovan episode.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
We were all dancing, and then this song.
You just put me in a vibe, I know.
Vibes over here.
I know, but I love this song. I mean, they kept playing it throughout the episode, so it only seemed appropriate. But hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Goodman, and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Ray Donovan AfterBuzz Talk Show, where we're discussing Season 5, Episode 2. I have with me my lovely host, as well as a lovely guest that we have here today.
Thank you.
So, Louisa, would you please...
Hi, everyone. I'm happy to be back on a panel. My name is Louisa Sharamatian, and you can find me on Instagram at Nobody Reads Anymore and on Twitter at Nobody Reads.
That's a cool Instagram name.
Thank you. Check it out and subscribe.
And this is Dominique Columbus.
What's up, everybody?
He plays Damon on Ray Donovan, and we are really lucky to have him here with us tonight.
Yeah, make sure y'all can go ahead and check me out, too, on my Instagram at Dom's Perspective. I'm always going to be keeping you guys updated, so let's get to it.
Awesome. All right. So I figure we'll start with a couple questions first, and then we can get into the meat of the episode and actually start, you know, digging around and seeing what we, you know, have to say about that.
For sure.
Okay. So, Dominique.
So.
The basic the questions we have for you basically are, okay, so what was it like actually being on the set of Ray Donovan?
Honestly, being on the set of Ray Donovan, it helped elevates and motivates me to get to the next level. Because every single person on there, they're elite at what they do. You know what I'm saying? These guys are
seasoned.
These are juggernauts that I'm walking around on set with. You know what I'm saying? So just being around them, just seeing how they carry themselves, how they go about things, how they prepare for the characters. You know, they do a very good job of leading by example, and they're able to help me see and figure out a lot of things that I feel like I wouldn't see if I wasn't on a particular set like that. Not saying other people can't learn that, but being around these people in particular, I'm just a sponge, just soaking up all the knowledge. So it's just an amazing experience to be around them. Good energy, they take me in like family. So honestly, it's one of the like most blissful experiences I've experienced so far in my career.
And if you were to pick one of your favorite actors that you work with on the season, who would it be? I know you probably love everyone, but who is that one person?
I'm gonna keep it real with you. It's gonna be Eddie Morrison because Terry, you know.
Father figure.
He seems like he'd be awesome.
Our chemistry is so organic. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And it's like, just from the very jump, just seeing how we kind of click together, and the amount of knowledge that guy has is absolutely insane. One of the most entertaining people to be around, in my opinion, would be Pooch Hall and would be John Voight. Because
every time
I'm around either one of those two, like, they have me laughing tremendously. But I'll say that someone that I got really close with on set and became good friends with would be Devin Bagby, who plays Connor. You know, so I got my own relationship with everybody, but in terms of working with, I love working with Terry.
And Terry actually has an English accent, right? I didn't know that.
That guy's talented.
Amazing.
He's from London. His family's out there. The craziest thing too is he flies to London almost every other week just to go see his family and comes back to do his job.
Dedication.
Yeah, he works hard. So that guy, you know, he wakes up early in the morning, 4 a.m., meditates, gets ready to work out right after that, and he goes straight to set. So, like, his work ethic is crazy. So that's why I'm so inspired to even be working with this guy. You know?
Learning from the best. Absolutely.
What would you say your favorite experience on set has been?
If
you can talk about it at this point.
You know what? I'm going to be real with you. I was going to say this past boxing match, but honestly, I still say to this day, one of the craziest experiences was the last episode of last season. Because that was the real time that all of us got to be on set together, every single one of us. So the amount of energy and the amount of just like vibes are going through
the connection.
It was just so fun. But in terms of this season, everybody was kind of doing their own thing a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So this season, I would say so definitely the boxing match. But there's so many other good moments, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I love filming the boxing match. You know, go to Vegas, film at Caesar's Palace, and do all that stuff. It was crazy, you know?
Wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I can imagine. Thank you. So what even, so kind of going back a little bit, mm-hmm. and not so much about Ray Donovan, what got you into the business? And you were a boxer already, right?
Well, oh, you do? You have a boxing background?
Well, growing up, my dad created a program called KO High Boxing where okay. other high schools can box other high schools. And just in the process of growing up as well, my dad, he wanted me to be able to like defend myself, because in my neighborhood, I was fighting every day. You know, I was always just fighting a lot, but wow. he taught me how to box. Mm-hmm. And then I just started falling in love with it. Honestly, it wasn't like I was like, I want to be a boxer, because at that time mm-hmm. I was running track. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a major athlete when it comes to other things in other areas, but boxing was something I really, really fell in love with. Wow. So as I continued got older, you know, my dad would train me. He'd bring me to different gyms and just kind of, you know, just mm-hmm. help me out, keep growing. And I just kept at it. And then I boxed for like 13 years after high school. So when I decided, I was like, hey, look, I just want to just do straight acting, filmmaking. A lot of my friends thought I was going to go pro or something, do mm-hmm. that whole thing. I was like, nah. I was like, I'm cool. I'm good, you know.
Wow.
I mean? But I still train, still stay sharp mm-hmm. and everything.
And how was the audition process for you for Ray Donovan?
You know, it was one of the fastest processes. Because most auditions, you know, I go on an audition, mm-hmm. There's like, you know, 3-4 callbacks and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I audition one time because they're looking for this character kind of fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was luckily, not lucky, but I was thankfully mm-hmm. being able to get brought in by the casting director to check me out. I auditioned, and I feel like maybe the thing that separated me out of everybody else mm-hmm. is when I got done with my audition. I was like, hey, look, I saw on the breakdown, you guys want some real boxing experience. I can actually box, so I don't got to really like act that out. I was like,
definitely
helps. Natural.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, can I shadow box for like 30 seconds and show you what I can do? And I just did my thing, and they loved it. And 2 days later, they called me, so I got booked. The first day I was on set was actually on my birthday. So they welcomed
me. Best present ever.
They welcomed me with the birthday cake, everything.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, wow. So just from day one of being on that set, they embraced me as family.
That's
so
awesome.
I only feel like it was my responsibility mm-hmm. to really...
Wow.
I had to add some type of value mm-hmm. to like what I was bringing to the table, because they gave me this opportunity, you know. So it was absolutely amazing.
And who did you yeah. call the first person when you landed the gig?
Oh, I mean, definitely my parents.
Oh, that's the best feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom,
my
I
parents,
made
my
it.
Brother, my
I
brother,
got a Ray Donovan.
Yeah. But the thing is, my parents—they're the biggest Ray Donovan fans, because they've been watching it since season one, mm-hmm. you know. And one of my
mm-hmm.
I definitely believe in law of attraction. So
absolutely,
it's like,
what you put out, you get.
Absolutely. So you know, on my vision board, I have a vision board, and next to that, I have a goal sheet.
Yes.
One of my goals was I want to book a role on one of my parents' favorite TV shows. So when I landed this, I was like, yo, God, let's
bucket
get it.
List.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah,
let's keep going.
You know? So what's it like to actually be on set on a typical day?
It's a great question. Okay. Honestly, as soon as I get there, like, I feel like it depends on what scene is going on. Because there's days where... it's very light and it's fun. People are laughing, mm-hmm. people are joking. But then, depending on what scene is going on, if it's something really more, everybody's kind of more just like, you know, blindfolds, you know, just very focused.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect. Very, very good energy. Like I say, everybody, like the people who work on the set, like the people who like, the behind the scenes people,
the camera crew and everyone,
they work so hard, and they're so in unison with each other. And the way David Hollander has the show running, just as a whole, like, it just flows, you know?
Wow.
So just being on set, it just, I always had a good time. Yeah, I know every production may have its certain, you know, mishaps every now
mm-hmm.
and then, but never really too much of a rate. I mean, at least what I experienced, you know? So it was just cool. It was really, really cool. Absolutely amazing. Every time you get on set, it's just get to work. Once the camera's cut off, we're back to having a good time, having fun, but... yeah.
And that's what I actually love about the show, how it's so raw. And even his character, he was at the right place at the right time.
Absolutely.
And Terry was this father figure that saw something in him, and just he's part of the family now. And it's just beautiful to see your role evolve on the
thank
show.
You. I
I'm so
that.
Excited.
Yeah. Thank you.
Even in this episode, too, mm-hmm. watching Terry's interaction with your character,
yeah.
it was
incredible.
Amazing. Yeah,
thank
it was
you.
Like it was very fluid. And I just, that's I could right. sense the chemistry and just how well you guys work together
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
how well. All the characters work together,
mm-hmm.
and it was very inspiring and
that's
uplifting.
Awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome. And
oh,
honestly,
yeah.
I'm happy that you guys are even able to fully read that, you know, because a lot of that, like I said, it may comes off as a character, but when we're working, when we're actually, it feels so real, you know, because the chemistry is just so there. So he's just one of those people where he can pull the best out of me, especially when I'm on set, you know what I'm saying? So just amazing. It works both ways. Mm-hmm. In real life, he's as an actor, he's mm-hmm. pulling the best out of me, but then as Damon, the character, mm-hmm. he's pulling the best out of that kid as well.
That's awesome.
We can see that through the screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no denying that. Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
So what do you do when you know that a big, either boxing scene or just mm-hmm. a scene that's going to be pretty big is coming up? What do you do to prepare for it?
Honestly, I have the same preparation process. The thing about like hard work, I would say, is that it always brings you back down to reality, to like ground level. So no mm-hmm. matter what scene it is, you always got to start from the ground up. So it's like every time I get something, I'm like, okay, what's the message being conveyed? You know what I'm saying? Like out of mm-hmm. all this going on, like what's the message? Like what's being told?
Yeah.
And you know, I just do my job. You know, I just make sure I just study. I learning the lines is never really an issue for me. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the easier thing, but it's just understanding what's really behind that and in understanding every motion with that, you know? Mm-hmm. So the way I prepare, like I say, it's just the same way with every other role. I just get it, I break it down, I study, I lock in, I cut out all distractions, and then, you know, I just focus. Mm-hmm. I just break it down, you know, just chip out the layers and just figure out what's the actual structure of this, you know?
And to actually have a smooth, relaxing day, what kind of outlets do you do? Do you have any, like, things you do for fun, like biking?
Yeah.
Like, release the stress from the day?
Yeah, what I tend to do a lot is me and my older brother, we bomb hills, like, on our skateboard. So we have longboards. So
okay, cool.
I love longboarding. It's just something that me and my brother always done. I snowboard, too. I'll surf. Awesome. I love extreme sports, so...
Very cool.
That's one of my hobbies, you know. Like my family is very interesting because we all like crazy stuff. Like my mm-hmm. dad rides bulls and rides horses, and like my mom loves going like scuba diving, doing stuff with the ocean. And
that's awesome.
Me and my brother, we're just so there's all that. We all have our own way of connecting with mm-hmm. nature, because in this business, you definitely gotta have that thing that mm-hmm. you can just do and not. Think about so much. It takes you away from everything else, but it adds value to your life, you
absolutely
know?
That's amazing.
Awesome. Great. Yeah. So did you have any other questions that you wanted to ask before we get into the episode?
I think we're good. Cool, I want to tackle where and how Abby died.
Yeah. So
Abby. Yeah. Yeah.
And he knows and he's not telling us.
And it's okay. No pressure. Cool. So, all right. At this point, we'll get to start talking about the episode. Mm-hmm. We did want to make a funny shout out about the moment with John Voight as Mickey.
Oh,
basically,
kind of
the PDF. Yeah. I was laughing so hard. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It
shows what social media has done
absolutely
to everyone. And it was so cute when Ray goes, Dad, we can't turn paper into PDF. I'll have someone take care of it. It's so cute.
And it almost looked like laughing. Ray was kind of smiling a little, like as much as he smiles.
Every five episodes when Ray gives us that smirk.
Yeah.
It's one of those moments like all of us can relate. We all had that moment with our parents where they just ask, mm-hmm. like, how do you send this text? We're like,
Yeah.
Or something. Really? Like, yeah. Like, just ask some question.
And I used to work for a cell company, mm-hmm. and so I would get older people in who didn't even know how to send a text or anything. It's very like that experience is very relatable for me because mm-hmm. I understand what someone might be going through when they're mm-hmm. like, "Well, how do I turn this
a
into
very
a PDF?"
Rewarding experience?
Yeah, because he really like he doesn't know like he that's not his world. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but it was very hilarious nonetheless, and it was a very touching moment that mm-hmm. we got to experience between you know Ray and Mickey. One of the few.
They have come so far.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm just excited to see what else is going to happen with the season. But we should definitely tackle Abby's situation.
Well, especially now that Abby has passed away, mm-hmm. I feel like their relationship might even get a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, speaking of Abby, so I guess the first thing we should touch on is kind of what we think really happened with Abby. And I know we were talking mm-hmm. before the show started, and mm-hmm. we were kind of talking about the idea of suicide mm-hmm. and how that came up on the panel last week and how we thought that maybe that's what he was walking into. For me personally, after this episode, I started to think maybe it's not what he was walking into. Maybe it was whatever sickness has mm-hmm. taken over her body, and it finally just... got the best of her mm-hmm. body, and maybe she had another seizure and no one was there.
Well, the Vegas episode, the episode in the beginning when they had the flashback to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
So she had that stroke or seizure by the couch, right?
Yeah.
So when they come back and they go to the hospital, the doctor, it doesn't tell us what the doctor says, but what I think is she probably came home and had another massive seizure, and then Bridget walked in.
Yeah.
That's why she was crying. Or I think she probably committed suicide.
Because, and we were also talking about this, because maybe she didn't make it into the lottery.
That lottery.
And the Smitty character did.
So much stuff with Smitty.
I love just watching y'all trying to figure it out.
So much stuff with Smitty.
I know where I'm just like.
She calls Ray and says, I met the kid, right? We get that glimpse.
There's
which I have
something.
No idea where that's coming from, right? I think
smiling.
I think Abby finds out that she didn't make the cut to be on the list and she killed herself.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
That sounds very plausible and definitely could be. I mean, I guess we'll find out, but I'm still going to go with the fact that I think it was something else, and it may have even been something that will throw us all out of left, you know, come out of left field, and we'll all have no idea that it was even going to happen.
And if any of you viewers have any ideas or predictions, you know, go on in the chat and let us know, because we want to know, because we're confused.
I'm going to give a shout out to my husband, Joe.
Oh, that's so cute.
He's in the chat. Thank you, hubby Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. So if we have anyone who does want to give a comment, I'm watching the chat, so please feel free to join in on the conversation. You could be one of our co-hosts here while we have this conversation. So, all right. So, Abby, we also wanted to mention that scene in the brothel with London.
The whorehouse.
Yeah, and how basically
Terry.
Abby takes over and she grabs the no hair and she's like, yep, you are gonna answer, or you're gonna like tell us where this ring is, or you're getting
because
it.
She's trying to say, hey Ray, at this time I'm not gonna ruin your little, you know, thing that you have going. I want to be of help to you. I want to be that Bonnie and Clyde. I want to be your partner, because you know how she always gets mad at him and calls him and says, where are you, come home, or just explain to me, you know, the job of your day, and he never tells her, right? But today I think because of their anniversary, just bringing both of them together, they were partners in something.
And she's a character who's come a long way
and evolved, though. Absolutely.
Even from season one, though, I feel like she was incredibly strong, and there are so many movies and shows out there, not necessarily modern, but shows that have already happened, that show a wife who doesn't get to have this kind of strong role. And so it's very interesting to see what her character has done and has been able to do, and the strength that they have with Abby as a character.
We usually have the wife that leaves, right? But she's the one who stays and holds everything together.
Yeah, or the wife who's
Abby is the real deal, like ride or die. You know what I mean? Like she's that's one thing. You know what's really cool is Paula in real life. Like that's how she is. She's raw.
Awesome.
Like so the way she takes Abby to the next level, and the way she does in her performance, like I take my hat off to her, because man, that's a strong character character to portray and do it that well. You know what I mean? So and she worked hard, man.
She's
the one though on set. Focused. Like every time I come on set, like I say what's up to everybody. You know, I say what's up to Paul too. But there's times where like and she had a lot going on with this season. So there'll be times I'm like, what's up, Paul? And she's like, you know, but she's focused though. And she's and like you can't take anything personally, because it's like she got something, she got some real stuff she got, and she got to stay in that zone.
Of course.
So it's just even her focus level is insane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you can really tell watching Abby leave Shriver as Ray. Like you can just tell the amount of focus that the actors put into their roles. And that's what makes the show very like distinct and separate from other shows, is the level and the caliber of the acting on the show.
Absolutely.
And with Abby, that's another reason why her storyline right now is just very intriguing and very interesting, especially because even though she has already passed, like they could have done it where she passed and they moved on and we didn't see her anymore. But just the way that they're portraying this and the way that they're filming it and the way it was written, where we keep flashing back, we still get to see and feel Abby. Like we haven't, even though we know that she's already passed away, we still have her right now.
That's what I love. We still have her. So we're slowly letting go, because I'm very connected to her. And this last episode, I kind of teared up.
Hey, you're not the only one. Everybody's in here like, yo, what's going on with Abby right now?
I want her calling Ray every second like she was before. And now who's going to call Ray?
I know.
All those girls? Oh, like
one question we had last week on the panel was, well, we knew that we knew that the bar had been bought
for
before
her,
she passed because she hired the bartender. So that was the clue. Mm-hmm. This week we actually got to see her seeing the bar and getting it as the gift. It was wonderful how they did that.
Yeah.
And we actually have a couple of comments in the chat.
Oh, yay. Hey.
So we have from... they say, "Hi, my name is Marvin. I have a question for Dominique. How did you prepare for your amazing fight scene?"
Woo! Da-da-da, da-da-da.
I'm curious if this is Marvin, like another person, or if this is my dad, because that's my dad's name.
That's so cute. Is that your dad?
I don't know. That's all I don't know if that's Marvin or Mark. I don't know, but we're going to find out. So,
Marvin, that's the next question.
So how I prepared for the fight scene. Most of this season, we had a trainer named Rob Garcia who was training a lot of us, like during the set of Ray Donovan. But seeing how they put these fight scenes together was so interesting. I've never done a fight scene like this ever in my life. So going to Vegas and working with the stunt people and just doing the choreography over and over and over and over again, it was a whole nother type of workout. And I'm just really thankful that early in the season, I have been training for so long and being still consistently training throughout the season that I was able to go and execute the performance that I did, because, man, it's like you shoot the same scene from so many different angles, so many takes, and it's just it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of synchronicity. You know, everybody has to be on point with each other. Because there's times where we got the camera in the ring with us. So when me and my opponent, when we're doing the match, doing all the choreography, we gotta know where everything's at. You know. So, but what made that scene really dope too, though, was the person that the guy I was fighting, he used to box too. So since we both had boxing experience, so we're able to bring out the best in each other. And some, you know how certain like films are where you have certain fight scenes where certain actors, they don't really get hit. Mm-hmm. There were times him and I really hit each other. Oh, wow. You know what I mean?
But that was my other question, because it looks so real.
Yeah, on certain points. But the thing is, though, it was enough to be like, we weren't hurt each other, because that's what made it so cool, because we knew how to control what we were doing. So we'll be able to know how to throw the power, but without actually delivering the power.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when we're working with each other, we had the choreography, but some of the shots you see, like, that are getting, like, the body shots, we were telling each other, like, no, really rip that so I can block so it sells. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to fake some of this, you know? But it was dope, though. It was
impressive. Because in the last episode, it literally, like, I was trying to think, well, wait, are they actually hitting each other? Because it was so realistic.
No, majority of the fight, we weren't. But there were moments where... Yeah, like they would reach out to each other, like, yo, if you catch me a jab or I catch you, it's cool, you know, because we want this to be as authentic, but still make sure everybody's still safe and it's still done the right way, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Of course. Awesome. And we have, let me see if we have any other questions for you too, because we're getting a bunch of comments now.
Awesome.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Thank you for coming and tuning in.
Yeah. So, okay. Brandon Mason has said a couple things here. Thank you, Brandon. He said the brothel scene was wild, and that scene really showed how much Abby and Ray were fit for each other. Mm-hmm. She would do anything for her family. Yeah, I completely agree with that. And it's like you were saying with Bonnie and Clyde, we can see how far Abby's come as a character, too. That now, like, and it's almost like Ray, he's at the point where he's accepted this, too, and he is treating her as his equal, no longer keeping her in the dark. He's finally accepted to kind of bring her in and let her help him with these
things. But that's heartbreaking, too, because they reach the peak of their marriage, and then she dies.
Yeah.
I wish I saw the part of Abby kind of living for a longer time together as a partner versus her passing, but I'm sure we'll find out deeper.
Watching.
Yeah. And that's the thing with Vegas, too. Like, they go out of Vegas, right, and we could even talk about this, too. Terry proposes, which she didn't like, I think, because he took the light off of their anniversary. Mm. I don't think she was happy when Terry proposed.
I honestly think she was more upset over the fact that Terry was going into it without being completely honest with her, too.
Cheating on. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because he slept with London or not...
Which he did.
Yeah, but even, okay, let's play the devil's advocate and just say he
got drugged.
Yeah, but what, you know,
whether but he Abby did or didn't, knows Terry and says she was hot. Terry slept with her.
Yeah, so okay, but whether he did her or words. Didn't, he still got went to a brothel and he still did something that was pretty bad, even if he didn't mean to. And so he should have told her and he should have gone into the marriage honestly. And I think that was her problem with it, was that she saw the version of her and Ray that they used to be, where Ray was doing things like that and not telling her.
Yeah.
And she didn't want that for Terry. She didn't want him to do that, and I think that's what broke her heart, and that's what made her upset. I personally don't think she would have been upset at him proposing on Ray and Abby's anniversary. I think she was upset over the lying.
I agree to that, because Terry also opened up to Maurice. What was her name? The wife's name?
Marie.
Was it Marie?
Marine.
Okay. Yeah. So he already opened up to her so much, right? So this little thing wouldn't be too much of an issue, and I think that's why Abby took it to heart.
Yeah. And it's just funny, because it does come back to bite him, because it comes back up since, I think his name is Todd, right? The brother? Yeah.
That was so awful. That was so rude.
Hey, Andy Richard, that guy is a dope actor. Doing that scene with the whole family at the table.
I can imagine.
And that purple suit of yours was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I saw your suit. Yes.
I was like, the purple suit. I was like, I love the tail. He was like, where's purple orange?
And I love how, one thing I have to add in, how you started off, you know, stealing her bag, right? A homeless in the street, and then you evolve to be part of that clan in a suit.
Absolutely.
That's what I love about your character.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You know what I mean? I just for sure.
Love it.
For sure. No more baggy sweatpants.
Yeah.
You actually got some clothes now.
That's what I love. And that's all about Terry, how he welcomed him in. But
absolutely.
Oh, I love it. But what were you saying about...
Well, so Brandon has another comment.
Oh, he said, Brandon,
he says, yep, she was pissed. Terry was being dishonest. Ray lied to her a lot in the past. And that's, I agree with you completely, Brandon. I think that's what she was afraid of, is that Terry would go into this relationship and it would turn into a bad version of Abby and Ray. And I think that's what she wanted. And I think what part of it is, too, is that she doesn't want Terry to go down that path, and she probably sees him as such a good person that she doesn't want him to become that guy who starts lying. Because if you do it once, you're probably going to get caught up and do it again. And,
and Ray also said towards the end of that scene by the balcony, he said, I'm not that man anymore. I can't look at you the way Terry looks at, you know, his fiance.
Yeah.
And everything was just so open in the air of what their relationship has become to.
Yeah, and I think when we were talking about this earlier, I even mentioned that when they had that moment, and she could have, Abby chose to believe Ray, and because she chooses to believe him, I choose to believe him, because Abby has been the greatest judge of Ray, whether he's lying, whether he's not telling her something. She is very in tune with what he's telling her or not telling her. So I feel like that's the best way to judge.
You've been doing your homework.
Is the fact that if she believes him, okay, I believe him because I trust Abby. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily, I mean, I want to trust Ray as a character, but I trust Abby as a character more. So that's how I'm judging that he's telling the truth, is through her eyes.
I can relate to that too. Yeah.
So that, okay, let's kind of switch gears a little bit, because we talked about Abby, we talked about Vegas. Let's talk about Natalie for a little bit.
Natalie James. Natalie
James. So, I think Natalie and Ray have something going on. They've had something going on in the past for sure, because when her naked pictures leaked on the TV screen, he looked at that. It's like, oh, Natalie? Like, you know what I mean?
And in the first episode...
It was just more because he is an actress. You know what I mean?
No, but still, like, the vibe, I feel like they've had some kind of history together.
And when Abby and Ray almost hit her when she was in the road, I felt like when he looked up at her when they were down on the bottom, I felt like he recognized her. And not just as an actress, I felt like... Because Ray, he doesn't seem to be frazzled by someone who's a celebrity, because he's worked with celebrities. He strikes me as someone who might be more frazzled if it's someone he knows, and it's such a weird thing that she's standing naked or almost naked.
Y'all gotta remember, she's also the same girl that randomly caused him and Abby to crash the car.
Yeah,
so that's more also what he's reckoning. He's just like, wait, isn't that the girl that...
Oh.
See, I thought that he recognized her there.
I'm letting y'all decide right now.
Thank you.
Throw some gems over there. I got you.
But I thought that's where he recognized her. When they were in the car and they were, like, down, and then she was still up on the cliff.
No, that's why.
I hadn't put the two together.
Yeah, she thought.
Thank you, Dominique.
Natalie and Ray had, like, some history together.
And that was the, So, it'll be interesting, though, if it does turn out that there's more to it than that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, well, I guess we'll have to see.
It will, because she ends up at his house. The way episode two ends, with the dog.
With the dog, after killing her husband, which never ends well for anyone. So, what are your predictions on, well, you might know already.
I'm listening.
So, what are your predictions on what we're going to find out with Natalie and what next episode might bring with that, especially?
Next episode, okay, I want to see how Sam is going to influence more, because she wasn't in this episode, too. Sam Winslow, I want her to come back because I love Susan Sarandon. Mm-hmm. But with Natalie, I want to see what the past was with Ray. I want to see the deeper issue of how their relationship first started, because I still think it goes deeper than the accident by the hill.
Yeah.
And then Abby's situation, I want to know how exactly she died and if that kid with the cancer that Bridget met has anything to do with it.
I think he has everything to
do
with it.
A lot of stuff.
I think
never ending.
They hit too much on that for it to not have something major to do with it. The other thing, and I know that when we were talking before the show, we mentioned that cutout on the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown that. I know what they're trying to get at, that it's basically showing, you know, Abby, like, she clearly was hallucinating and seeing things, but they're showing it too many times. It's like, to me, it might be something more important than just that.
So they're probably showing it because it's a symbol of what Ray will always kind of be reminded of Abby, because even Debbie, when Debbie wanted to sell the house and she got kind of annoyed and said, Ray, you didn't, you know, fix this damage in the wall, right? I don't think he's going to touch it because it's Abby's kind of symbol towards him. Mm. It also shows that she was hallucinating.
Yeah.
That she was hearing things in the wall and in the pipe that wasn't there.
I loved the line when she comes back in and she says, you're not going to find anything.
Because I'm sick.
Yeah.
Maybe or some kind of brain tumor.
Yeah.
Like Ezra. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, so sad.
I don't know. I'm so excited for this season. So
there's so much more to come that y'all ain't knowing what's gonna happen. That's why I'm excited to come back and talk to y'all.
We're
all gonna be screaming like no.
I know.
Those are my predictions. Being more upset than I am right now.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, do we have any closing predictions or final thoughts on this week's episode?
I don't know. I think I closed out everything. The ring, Natalie, kids, flashback. I have a list.
Why don't we?
Oh, I have to just say, in the whorehouse when Abby called Ray Rex.
Oh,
did you notice that? I just want to put that.
That
was funny.
That was funny.
Random. I just had to say. Okay.
In the chat, we have a Godfather reference.
Oh, yeah.
Hubby Joe, leave the gun, take the dog. And then Brandon says, love a good Godfather reference, Joe.
Yes, amazing.
And then we have H2King812 says, Ray Donovan for life.
Thumbs up. That's a real Dono fan right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you guys so much in the chat. You guys have been amazing.
Yo, also really quick, too, I just want to give a special shout out to Cody, who is the guy that fought in the episode.
Awesome.
That dude, he's a dope stuntman. Because you know why? Because you know there's the scene where I knock him out the
ring?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We filmed that so many times.
Wow.
And like the amount of like takes that he had to keep doing that thing. I was like, so that's why you a special shout out, because like he worked just as hard and
it was awesome.
Yeah, I just want to give that special shout out because that kid was real cool.
That was amazing too, by the way.
Thank you.
When he did, like
you guys enjoyed the boxing match?
Oh my god,
it was amazing. It was so real.
Yeah.
I loved it.
That's awesome.
And natural.
Yeah.
I'm glad to bring the energy to y'all. I'm glad
you
y'all
do.
Like,
and thank you for joining
Aquarius
us.
Aquarius
Gemini
Aquarius.
Sagittarius.
There you go.
What? Yo, and honestly, for the fans, yo, tell me what y'all think. Go to mm-hmm. my Instagram and go to my Twitter at Dom's Perspective. Mm-hmm. And, yo, conversate. Let me know what y'all think. You know what I mean?
We would love to know. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. So I guess that about wraps everything up. Yay. So before we close out for the night, why don't we go around and just find out where we can find everyone?
So you can find me in the meantime at my Instagram at Nobody Reads Anymore and on Twitter at Nobody Reads.
Cool. Well, I said it already. But again, Dom's Perspective, D-O-M-S
follow,
Perspective.
Follow.
Go ahead and hit that follow button. And yo, I post a lot of inspiring stuff too at the same time. So.
And he reads.
He reads.
I read a lot.
Yeah, he's a keeper.
He is awesome because he reads.
Talk to me. Tell mm-hmm. me what y'all think about mm-hmm. the show. And then as well, you're not going to go on a social media that's going to elevate you. You know what I mean? I post a lot of stuff where I raise people's frequencies.
He adds value.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, you can actually give you some type of good energy back to whatever you're dealing
exactly.
with.
Like that,
you know what I mean? Cool. And I'm Rachel Goodman, and I second that notion that everyone should read.
Yeah, yes, because nobody reads anymore.
Yeah, if you're not reading, I'm telling you, you're not growing.
Exactly.
You
evolve.
So when you're done watching this, go home and pick up a book if you want. Anyway,
if you don't even know what book to read, just Google the top 100 books. I'm mm-hmm. telling you, or Warren Buffett's like top
Absolutely.
Reading list or something like
yeah.
that.
Or Jeff Bezos' reading list. So
yeah.
many stuff.
Or DM any of us. I'm sure we can give you a list,
yep.
too. So you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rach Goodman or on Facebook at Rachel Ann Goodman. Thank you, everyone, for joining us
thank
tonight.
You.
And again, thank you for joining
so
us.
So much fun.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, you have to come back.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sure, sure.
Well, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful night. And we will catch you next week.
Next week.
Tuesday, same time, 9 p.m. Pacific time.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yay, hey. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.